Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the 5-Minute Fix, your go-to for practical tips, spiritual guidance, and valuable insights that will help you build stronger, more meaningful connections real fast. Let me ask you something straight up. Why get married if the moment there's conflict, you'll side with your mum, your dad, your siblings, anyone over the person you stood next to and made a covenant with in front of Allah? Now, if your loyalty was never going to shift to your spouse after marriage, then what was the point? So we're living in a time where the concept of marriage has been diluted. Back in the day, people fought for their marriages. They didn't throw in the towel just because someone said something sideways at dinner. Now everything's disposable. Phones, furniture, friendships, even your spouse. We're so obsessed with cutting off toxicity that we don't even pause to ask, am I the toxic one in this situation? You've got people out here who are better at recycling than they are at reconciling. Minimalism might work for your kitchen counters, but your spouse isn't clutter. They're not an inconvenience to be thrown out with the trash. When you marry, your priority shifts. Yes, you honor your parents, but your spouse becomes your immediate responsibility. And if you're constantly throwing them under the bus to keep the peace with your family, or worse, confiding in your friends and letting them influence your marriage more than your actual partner, that's not honor. That's betrayal. Because some of you don't just run to your mums or your siblings. You've got a whole group chat giving you play-by-plays on how to deal with your spouse. You take advice from people who aren't in your home, who don't know your situation, and who definitely don't have to live with the consequences of their opinions. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of you are those who are best to their families." He didn't say your parents only or your friends from uni. He didn't say to your mum only or your siblings only. He meant your household, the one you're building now, not the one you came from or the circle you used to run with. And still, I hear it all the time. She's too close to her family. She tells them everything. He doesn't defend me. He always takes their side. It's no longer a marriage. It's a triangle. And a triangle with divided loyalty collapses. And then, of course, when the problems boil over, let's call her Raki. He or she had an affair. Maybe it's a jinn. She's emotionally detached. Maybe it's seher. Okay, maybe. But let's be honest. Rukya doesn't change learned behaviors. It doesn't undo narcissism. It doesn't fix communication issues. It won't make you emotionally available if you've never worked on your own trauma or ego. You can't outsource your personal development to Rukya. You need to look inward. Do the shadow work. Ask yourself the hard questions, because what you blame on jinn might actually just be your lack of emotional maturity. It's not just a modern self-help trend. It's in the Quran. Allah says, indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. That means you have to put the work in. Take off the mask, stop faking it for Instagram, and start showing up where it matters, in your home. We talk about saving the ummah, healing the world, but you can't even sit in a room with your spouse and speak respectfully. And no, it's not always easy, but that's the point. Marriage is a training ground for your nafs. You'll get triggered, you'll get tested, but the ones who work through that together, those are the real winners. So if you're married, ask yourself, am I really showing up for my spouse? Do I side with them, protect them, give them the benefit of the doubt? Or do I constantly leave them to fend for themselves in front of my family or friends, then wonder why the relationship is falling apart? Stop being a representative of your parents in your marriage or a spokesperson for your friends. Be a partner, a protector, a real one. Marriage isn't about perfection. It's about showing up consistently, even when it's hard. It's about knowing that your spouse is your responsibility, not your enemy. And it's definitely not about treating them like trash you can recycle every time things get uncomfortable. Put in the effort, do the self-work, and stop blaming everything on jinn when the issue is staring at you in the mirror. Till the next time, Assalamu alaikum.